This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Monday the 11th of September 2023 and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And we got lots to talk about this morning. Before I throw out the sand dollar on the clock trivia questions for the day, I'll just give you a hint of what we're going to be talking about. A balance of rights. Do students have rights? I want to look at the headline. The main story in The Guardian this morning, approval of Prime Minister top 60%. I think that's an accurate reading if we're using the current grading system for the BGCSE exam. I think maybe then 60%. I don't know. We're going to talk about it. I'm very excited. I want to have this conversation, but I'm not excited about why we have to have the conversation. So let's get to our sand dollar on the clock trivia giveaway. Every day for the next month, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number and your wallet, your digital wallet information. If you answer the question correctly, I'm going to transfer you back to the producer to confirm your information. Again, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. So here are the numbers to call. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. For people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence, a toll-free number, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. The text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96. 422-4796. First question for the day. What does the word Eleuthera mean? What does the word Eleuthera mean? What does the word Eleuthera mean is our first on-the-clock sand dollar trivia giveaway question for the day. If you're answering by text, please include your digital wallet information in the text. It won't be considered a right answer until I also have your digital wallet information. What does the word Eleuthera mean? What does the word Eleuthera mean? So, over the weekend, a video went viral of a police officer striking a young man about the body with a billy. And I say striking a young man about the body, but that suggests that he was hit multiple times. I think I only saw the young man get hit once, and then he got yuck up by the police officers, grabbed him by the scruff of his neck, except he's not a cat. So we only do that to animals when we're trying to pick them up without getting scratched or injured. I thought it was a horrible video. I'm glad that it was captured. But we're going to have a conversation today about a balance of rights. There's a couple of other things in the news over the last few days. C.R. Walker under scrutiny over alleged hair harassment. That story was posted on Eyewitness News on the 1st of September 2023. Administrators accused of making student, quote, go through unusual procedures to verify if their natural dreadlocks were real. Allegedly, a curling iron was used to test hair for extensions. And if you want a little context, I'm going to take you to a story from February 15, 2016. It's in the Nassau Tribune. Ministry seeks amicable resolution in row over students' natural hairstyle. I don't know if y'all remember the viral campaign, is it Protect the Puff, where young Bahamian girls protested unreasonable school policies around wearing natural hair for girls. And then I have another story, government eyeing new sentencing regime. This is from the 5th of September, 2023, Nassau Guardian. The government is eyeing a new sentencing regime for dangerous criminals, Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe said yesterday. We're doing the presentation on the conditional release bill, and it's patented a lot on the parole system in Canada, Monroe told the Nassau Guardian. Quote, in Canada, they have a sentence where a judge can designate somebody as a dangerous criminal. If you tick some boxes of causing serious harm and having done it repetitively, be that by injury or by sexual assault, if you're deemed a dangerous criminal, you can be detained indefinitely and then you can be subject to supervision for up to 10 years after your release. So after seeing all of these stories this weekend, I decided we should have a conversation about a balance of rights. And I've asked Mr. Newry to join me so that we can create an environment from the break where we ensure we have some balance in the discussion. Because as an anti-imperialist, anti-capitalist, intersectional human rights advocate, I could tell you my position is already entrenched. So I asked Mr. Newry to join me this morning so we could have some balance in the conversation. But I see we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Are you calling
good
to answer?
Good morning,
the...
Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Are you calling to answer the trivia question?
No, I.
No problem.
Comments on your topics today.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
One on each one. So for the first one,
yeah,
it's clear that these people who are in control are fully colonialized, and it's expected because the schools and the institutions that school them have them thinking in a certain way. We should completely banish any form of restriction for people to express the way they wear their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? And the hairstyle, what they don't look at, the hairstyles that they deem suitable as are the ones that align with the Anglo-Saxon image.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they deem suitable, but they don't see it like that because the institutions that they were educated by deem them already institutionalized them, so their brains already fried, and they continue to keep the Bahamian youths away from expression of self, true hairstyle, clothing, etc. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I want to say. Now, secondly, in regards to this proposal we and Monroe made, firstly, we adopting these directions from Canada, which is failing, by the way, in every way possible. Canada is just failing economically, socially. There's a lot of inequality in Canada, and their system of mass is the only thing is doing is mass incarcerating black youths at alarming rate, and it's turning into America. So we know that can't be the solution. My thing is why we aren't doing independent research on our population, on our people, as opposed to adopting these studies that are only based on the issues with people most times being black is to lock them up indefinitely. It sounds draconic. It's completely, like, erroneous. And I think it clearly shows that most of these leaders don't have a clear view of the future. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for your contribution, caller. I appreciate it greatly, and very reasoned and thought out. I am agreeing with you. I'm going to get to this next call, and we can talk a bit about what you said. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Are you calling to answer the trivia this morning?
Yes. I hope I got it right.
Now, do you have your wallet information?
Oh, no, I doesn't have it.
Okay, don't answer the question then for more.
Okay, thank you.
Morning. Okay. Now, to my listeners, we're going to run another, Mr. Newry, we're going to have to run another non-$100 trivia, man. We can find some sponsors to give away things.
I can always find things to give away. And good morning to everybody. How are you doing today, Aaron?
I'm good, thank you. I'm coming to you in a moment, caller. We need to encourage. See, I love these trivias because it's a part of encouraging a culture of appreciation for education. Mm-hmm. We should know things, and we definitely should know things about ourselves. Producer, next caller's ready? Good morning, caller. You calling to answer the trivia question?
No, ma'am. I'm calling to say good morning to you.
Good morning, Sparky. How you doing?
A special good morning to you.
Thank you.
I was listening to the topic, catching a piece of it, but for some reason, this weekend felt like it was the longest weekend ever in my life. Like Monday was never coming. But when you retire, Monday's just another day anyway.
There you go.
Nowhere, I don't really have to go nowhere any day. Mm-hmm. Other than payday and grocery shopping day.
That's right, Sparky. You ain't got no, I mean, ain't nobody there to tell you go to bed.
Anybody say, I got to be awake at a certain time, I got to go to bed at a certain time, I got to wake up at a certain time.
Yeah.
Walk the dogs at a certain time, walk 4 o'clock in the morning, walk 5 o'clock, whenever I feel like walking them. I can't even get to the farm yet because there ain't the access roads for me to get to the farm, to develop the farm, but I got the land.
Yes, sir.
I'm still rowing by that.
Yes, sir.
I thought me and Mr. Gabe knows from those who tractor was going to get started on Friday morning. We gave them a whole month. They said they would at least cut the road to get to my property. That was about a month ago. It looked like when we went down there Friday to check it, apparently when we left it, they moved the tractor and went someplace else. But anyway,
Sparky,
they'll get to do it one day.
Let me ask you a question. Who's responsible for cutting that road? Is it Ministry of Works or Ministry of Agriculture?
Well, from what I gather, the first road coming off of Gladstone Road, they said that belongs to BPL, where they got those big metal lamp poles.
Okay.
That particular road there, that belongs to BPL.
Okay.
And then off of BPL, there's a road going north that goes into the farming area that they have allocated at least 2 to 3 acres for all the farmers, about some 50 farmers, I guess it is.
All right, so who...
Now, that's agriculture's land.
Okay.
And they turn the contract to cut the road over to Ministry of Works.
Okay, over to Ministry.
Who put it out to bid for a contractor. Now, they got the contractor. The contractor took his tractors down there and started. There was a meeting that went down, and me and Mr. Great Knowles from those in tractor was to the meeting there. The surveyor was there. The Ministry of Works was there. Ms. Smith from Agriculture was there. Everybody was there, and they had started a road north of where my road is. And then they told me, I said, why you start about 3 roads up, and mine is the first road. They said, okay, the next day they will come down and start my road, and that should take them about 2 days. So we gave Mr. Gaitman notes, and I said, let's wait about a month. We waited about a month, and then we went down Friday morning. And Ms. Green, nothing changed from the day we left that day.
I got you, Sparky.
So now, you know, I beg people to contact certain people. A friend of mine told me they spoke with the Prime Minister last night. So I don't know if something will be done.
I got you, Sparky.
What I was listening to, when I look at you and your attire and everything, you're normally very, very clean. You're very natural looking. You wear your hair like a natural black Bahamian or black African, whatever.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing much false about you. But, you know, what I don't understand, like Sparrow said, Caribbean people are the biggest copycats in the world. Hello?
Yeah, right there, Sparky.
Especially
I want to
actually if they see people do
Sparky.
Things in America.
I know. Yeah.
And I wonder if this is a fashion or a style. I suggest, but every black Bahamian woman around here got these leaves all the way from their head down to their ankle.
Man, okay,
different
Sparky.
Color, blue, red, green, and whatever else. No problem. That's what they want to do. Then there's the false eyelashes.
Okay,
Sparky. The false eyebrows.
Sparky, you making a roundabout commentary about the C.R. Walker situation? Because that's very interesting, right? I'm glad I waited for you to sort of raise that point sideways. The truth is that Africans been styling their hair for millennia, right? The truth is we've been styling our hair for millennia. We've been wearing weave and extensions and braids and locks. We've been pressing our hair for millennia, right? And I see a vilification of these things by attributing them to an attempt to copy whiteness and to be white. For many people, that's the entire experience, right? It's just about mimicking whiteness. But if you go deeper and delve deeper, you will understand that, A, this is a historic thing, and we're talking about millennia, right? Africans been pressing their hair and wearing different hairstyles for millennia. But further to that, the ability to change one's look through a wig or weave is power for women, right? We like to take it and turn it and say, oh, you're just trying to copy these white people. But remember, it's Bo Derek who put the braids in her hair and then was voted, what, the sexiest woman alive, right? Sometimes it's about a shift in perspective, which the first caller touched on. I mean, the first caller, I'm not saying you ain't making some good points, Sparky, but we talk about your agriculture thing. First caller touched on it. These ideas are so entrenched in many of us that we're criminalizing our young people for not following the norm. Let me get to this next caller quickly and then I can delve in. Mr. Newry, I got a billion questions for you. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green. Good morning, Newry.
Morning.
I have a billion questions too, but I only can answer one because you only got a 1 hour show.
Yes, sir.
And tell you give you 3 hours. You deserve 3 hours.
Why, thank you.
I can't pin in for that.
But
I saw the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of wondering, is that on a school campus?
No, it appeared to be at the mall at Marathon.
Okay,
I saw a second TikTok video by a young lady. It was very irreverent. I could feel a frustration.
Okay, hold it right here. I'm going to get after something.
Yeah.
If that's on the mall, that child is a juvenile, right?
Yeah, well, the child was in school uniform.
But it's a juvenile.
We presume they're under the age of 18.
Oh, come on, they're under the age of 18.
Some students could be older.
The most kids are 17.
Yeah.
It's a juvenile. And so I suggest the parents get a lawyer. Their lawyer write the commissioner. Write the Minister of Education and Director of Education,
mm-hmm.
and as the child is a juvenile, the Minister of Education, her duty is protect the children, right?
Yeah.
Who's supposed to protect the children?
Yeah.
The parents should take action. Write a letter to the Minister. Write a letter to Commissioner. Commissioner supposed to protect the children too.
And
write a commissioner to Skippins, Officer Skippins.
Pumpkin Eater, and I wonder, see. This is
she have a heart. She says she have a heart.
I mean, we know she don't have to say it. We know she have a heart. She don't have to say it.
Okay, what I'm trying to say, I'm not saying she don't have a heart.
Yeah.
I said she look like she have a heart, right?
Yeah.
Well, they say they're going to deal with the two big officers. They don't come up to the public and tell us how they discipline them.
Yeah.
Where they kick them up to force or they put them somewhere else. But how they discipline them?
Yeah.
How they are trained on the police force to treat citizen, law-abiding citizens, law-abiding. It seems like the police look at everybody as criminal.
But it's not just how they're trained to treat law-abiding citizens, right?
Uh-huh.
It's how they're trained to treat everybody. Because
they're
not the arbiter, right? They don't get to decide who is guilty and who is not guilty.
Right.
Yeah.
And that child is a law-abiding citizen.
Yes, sir?
I assume. parent, I mean, as far as I know, he never been charged for a case or being reported.
Mm-hmm.
Never was locked up. He looked like a guy, act like any normal child. I was stubborn, but that doesn't mean you should beat me with a stick. And I was beating him with a stick. I was taking it to my parents or something.
Yeah.
He should be taken directly to his parents or take it to the principal.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater. I get
Lamar. Oh, have a good day.
No, man. And listen, thank you very much. Thank you for the sound advice, right?
Right.
Get a lawyer. And if you can't afford a lawyer, Mr. Newry, our guest last week.
You could get legal aid.
Legal aid. Eugene DePuch Law School Legal Aid Clinic. And CLAP is the association.
I get a good doc with me. I know a lawyer who represents them right now. Quick 1, 2, 3.
All right.
Have a good day.
Okay. All right. You could get in touch with me, and I could forward you to Pumpkin Eater if you need that assistance. You cool with that, Pumpkin?
Not anytime.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, because people need support. Sometimes they don't know what to do in that situation, right? Some people never imagine that you could actually challenge the police and say, hey, we would like recourse. We would like a resolution to this matter. All right, Mr. Newry. Mm-hmm. A balance of rights. Criminals have rights. Suspects have rights. People who are convicted or in prison have rights. When they're released from prison, they have rights. But here's the big question. Do students have rights?
And I appreciate the question, you know. We are a corporal punishment society. Parents like beat children.
In fact, you the African, right?
Yeah.
But I remember this old African proverb that say, a child... What is a child but a place to lay a burden on? Or is a blessing to have a child because you got some place to lay your burden on? I think that's what it is. I forget it. I ain't African.
Yeah.
I forget it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But in this place, it appears as if we feel like that's what children is for.
That's children for. To go get the remote.
Yeah.
To find their shoes.
Yeah.
And the problem would happen here is that police officer forgot himself. He forgot that his authority stops at the end of his hand, and he extended his authority onto other people.
Yeah.
Right? Forgetting that regime of police brutality has ended.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have a different type of police force. He did not view the child as having any value or having any rights. But we see that the police force already issued statements. They don't tolerate it. They say they're investigating it. And we should have to now wait and see what will be the outcome. We have a sensible commissioner of police. And so any minute now, I expect to see some kind of response.
Pause. Let's go to the caller. And then I want to address that because I'm still waiting for word from Bimini. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green and Mr. Newry.
Morning.
Mr. Newry, I like your sense of humor just now. You make me give me a good laugh. Ms. Green, I wanted to call because I was concerned about this incident, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the way of thinking. And so there was apparently a fool, and he's an adult, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had called Dwight Show, and he had given reasons saying that the students unruly and they hang around the mall and all that. I mean, Aaron Green,
yes.
That may be so, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're painting everybody with the same picture. And so you're so brilliant, Aaron, and I'm impressed. You said that if the students have rights, you know, of course he does. And then you made the point that criminals and everybody, even in the legal system, have rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people seem, you know, the proliferation of crime, people seem to forget rights in that they justify misbehavior because of
The
scenarios and the world that we're living in today.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is very frightening. We saw it during the pandemic. So I was afraid that he was saying that the police, he was talking about the young man. And yes, of course, we have a problem with the young man. But what I'm saying is the officer should have been trained in indifference. And then he also should realize that a part of his job is observation first. You don't mm-hmm. come presumptuously in an audacious, belligerent, ignoramus type of attitude. This is what we're seeing. So I'm afraid that the gentleman who was an elderly gentleman is giving excuse for this rise in behavior against students who have rights. So they have rights to be there. So the fact remains is, if you feel that they were making problems, why can't you just surveil and do your job? Just you there for policing. Two of y'all is one student. You could easily subdue him, so there's no need to beat. You analyze the situation. Are you a dummy? Hello, 5, 6 police, 2 police, you and one student. You cannot subdue this man. You have to be belligerent and hit him in the belly, suppose, which is silly. And so then you hit him in his head, and then something happens, and what? I've had these injuries, and then they deny it, and the doctor told me that he is not going to court to testify against no police. This is what the status quo told me. I ain't got no time to play with nobody on this world. These people, I'm joking. We don't have no rights. They just like what CA know we say. They see you as a nigger walking down the street. And that's where it's at. Contempt is the order of the day, along with snobbery. Give thanks.
Blessings. I appreciate in this moment the use of the word, because more and more every day it feels like a plantation. And more it feels every day like people are struggling harder to raise themselves above who they believe supposed to be waking the plantation, as opposed to waking every day to deconstruct these plantation models. On my way into the studio this morning, I watched this vehicle just fly off of Collins Avenue, run the stop sign. I want y'all to notice if you haven't noticed. I know y'all noticed, but y'all pretend you don't. There's a stop sign at Collins Avenue. And I wonder what type of collective and individual psychological crisis are we under if every day we're running the stop sign opposite a hospital that the majority of us cannot afford to get healthcare in case of an accident. Like, people are going to run the risk of hitting your car and injuring you in front of a hospital you can't afford to get treatment in. But that's not what has me concerned. This is a point I want to make. Nuri, I know you're in the room, but I ain't talking to you. I got to be talking to myself, because this is crazy talk I talk in, right? Why don't the police beat their peers and colleagues for breaking the law? For ignoring the rules? Right? Why y'all don't do that? Why y'all don't beat your RBPF and RBDF colleagues for beating their wives and their children excessively? Right? What do you think happens when you in a police car runs a stop sign opposite headquarters? Let me ask y'all a question. Do you know that there's a stop sign where Sands Road turns into Elizabeth Avenue to go north to Shirley Street? Did y'all know there's a stop sign there? I ask myself, how is it that people make up their mind to run the stop sign at a blind corner in front of accident and emergency, knowing how long it could take you to get saved when you're having an accident or an emergency? But we around here justifying the beating of children, the corralling and harassing of children like they are slaves, like 52 say, like they are dirty niggas on a plantation. The young man could have gone into cardiac arrest after being beaten across the chest. Call, I'm sorry I missed your call. Please call back, caller. My apologies. Producer, do me a favor. Turn them red. I like a child. I don't catch sense until I see red, right? That's how we raise them. We don't talk to them. We don't moderate them. But then when we see red, we're ready to strike them. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. And good morning to Mr. Nuri.
Morning.
Yes, I have been studying Bahamian history for quite some time. I've been following since we became independent and the PRP became the government. And I also been studying the wealth of knowledge we would have had in those men back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. I studied Edmund Mox here, one of those, and his attempt to put culture in its place, mm-hmm, and promote culture in the Bahamas. And as I studied history, as we moved through the centuries, right, up to 50 years, we have been educated in many regards. But one thing we have not tried to flush out as a society is that slave mindset, that colonial mindset. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is continually being perpetuated from one generation to the next. It's been passed on. It's hatred, right? It's hatred. It seems to, and we are becoming more and more hate. It seems as if we hate each other. And I don't know what's going on, but I came to the conclusion, Mom and Sir, mm-hmm. it was never our intention to fix the Bahamas based on the Constitution. It was never our intention. If you look at the wealth of knowledge we have today in our young people in politics,
mm-hmm.
they are not really being used to do the best of their ability and put in the right strategic places to make a difference. They are being used as guinea pigs. And once in a while, you reward one or two to make it look good. But in the grand scheme of things, at the end of the day, we are not prepared to fix this nation. And because we have been perpetuated over the years, that we see a shift in the culture. And now we see what's going on in crime. In crime, and we see the men in politics trying to draft legislation to legislate morality. Mm-hmm. It's insane. We until we get serious about focusing on the culture and the mindset and see who we are putting in parliament,
mm-hmm.
then we can begin to see where we're heading. We have to stop voting in persons who we don't know who they are and what are their intentions. We're still, Mom and Sylvia, still hiring people who have been retired and bringing them back into these systems. Do they have contributions to make? I don't know. But they are stagnating the growth and development of the nation because we have young, well-educated people who can now take the helm and take this country forward. Thank you.
Sir. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Mr. Newry.
No, actually, I just wanted to say, one must also be impressed that there was an automatic and instant outrage by Bohemian people in general.
Yeah.
Who saw it? Everyone who saw, and majority, anyone who saw the video automatically says what happened there was wrong. And automatically we see the police force responding in kind,
yeah.
right? To say, hey, what happened was wrong. So now we wait. We
yeah.
wait to see what would be the conclusion of it. But this conversation is timely in terms of rights of children. Do children have rights?
Mm-hmm.
And moving away from the incident with the police officer, right? Going back to the school in terms of children hairstyles.
Mm-hmm.
We see that children, there are a number of schools where children are not allowed to have mustache anymore. They must shave their facial hair off.
No.
Or can't come to the school
no,
at all.
No,
right?
No.
We see that children hairstyles are moderate. And I cool with you can't have high afro. I'm cool with your hair can't be so long, right? But I want to know the consistency of it. When you see Anglo children with
right.
long hair, do you say your hair too long, you got to cut it?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you say, no, because you have braids, which is a natural African look. Right? Is your braid too long? How long is too long?
Mm-hmm.
Right? When do we have that discussion? Say, well, if it's beyond your shoulders, it's too long for anybody, straight across the board. You know, if you have and facial hair is an issue, but is it which grouping are you talking to? We're talking about. So all of these discussions we need to have moving forward as we develop ourselves or accept ourselves as American.
Yeah,
I mean, as Bahamian.
Yeah, I get it now. The voice of reason spoke to me. We got to be careful. Sorry, audience. We got to make sure we speak in directly into the mic. Is it a fair application? But here's the thing. Are we criminalizing poor people? Right? Because braids is what you do to preserve a hairstyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting braids in, and you tell the child, now these braids have to last and look neat for at least a month.
At least a month.
If not 2 months, because I can only afford to get your hair done once a month.
Yes.
Maximum.
That's the reason for the braids itself.
Right? I don't understand forcing young men to remove facial hair.
Yeah, boy, I almost this close to telling you what school says it, but I'll find the listing and have
like,
you read
like
it.
I could see, hey, if you're 17 and your beard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been growing your beard since it's 15 and you haven't cut it, right? And it's reached a length where it could be problematic. Even then, in professional settings, we don't tell people who, I think it is the Sikh religion, that don't cut their hair at all. We don't tell them you got to cut your hair to go to school. That's a violation of their religious beliefs, right? Of their doctrine. Huh. We require people to wrap the hair up if it's an issue. Wow. It's amazing. Here's my thing. I don't think we understand the ways in which our policies are ultimately ineffective, right? Because you brought these students into a school to teach them how to navigate the world, right?
Yes,
teach them how to decide who they want to be, right? Because in any moment, as an adult, as a child, you could decide to be something different. You just have to arm yourself with the tools to get there. But what we are ultimately doing is stifling their imagination and their ability to think and reason.
But I believe in discipline, though. I believe in uniformity. I don't believe in obscene hairstyles or blue or pink or whatever, though, even though that does not dictate if the child can learn in that environment.
Yeah, I can see not putting colors in the hair, not dyeing the hair, right?
But I also believe in individuality. That you find a style that say this depicts me.
Right. See, here are the things we're concerned about. We're concerned potentially a smuggling of contraband into the school, with the contraband being hidden in elaborate hairstyles, right? But are we going to ask Rastafarian children to take down their head wraps, their turbans, every morning to do a search? You know what you do? You put up metal detectors. Scanners, you think you have a proliferation of contraband being brought into the school. You have scanners.
I also need to commend the people at the Department of Education in Grand Bahama. Recently, they brought in a Rastafarian community to speak to some of the children who profess that their hair is a part of their religion.
Yes.
So they brought the people who are in charge of the religion and say, let me educate you more. This is what you are embracing and trodden. So you have responsibility if this is exactly what you're trying to say you are.
Right. And this is progress, right?
Yes.
This is positive. Because we've reached a place now, I think, where we prepared to tell, and we are telling these young people, you don't even get to think what you want to think. If it's beyond the norms, or if it's is beyond what we deem as acceptable as a collective, or as an, especially as an individual parent, if it's beyond what I am prepared to tolerate, then shut it out your mind. You ain't even allowed to think it. You know, maybe this is the root of the problem with our exam results. Anyway, that's the music. When we get back from the break, I got a winner for the trivia, and I got a new question for you. We're going to throw it out quickly. You're on the clock. And the question is, do students have rights? I don't know about the students in Bimini. Maybe we'll find out today. You're on the clock. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock. Let's get straight to the trivia. We got a winner for our first trivia question. Question was, what does the word Eleuthera mean? And the answer is freedom. The word Eleuthera means freedom it comes from the Greek. It comes from the Greek, like crack conch. Good morning, and thank you, dear Greek Bahamians, for bringing that delicacy into our lives. So, second trivia question for the day. What TV show featuring Bahamian real estate only airs on HGTV? What TV show featuring Bahamian real estate only airs on HGTV? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. It's 242-300-5720. Text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. What TV show featuring Bahamian real estate only is on HGTV? I got a text here. The private school which I pay good money to tells my 15-year-old son he must shave his twigs. This may be the straw. Why is his three strands of chin hair a focus? Yes. I wonder about that. Great show as usual. Wrong. Eleuthera means land of the mango woman. Dear Eleuthera, somebody is spreading vicious lies about Eleuthera women around the place, saying they're mean, they're wicked-hearted. I don't know where they get that from, but it couldn't have been Harbor Island, right? Maybe it's Habaco. I don't know. But no, Eleuthera means freedom. The second question, what TV show featuring Bahamian real estate only airs on HGTV? Good morning, caller. You calling to answer to the trivia?
Yes.
Are ready for you?
Bahamas Life.
That's it? Bahamas Life. You. I'm transferring you back to the producer. Make sure you give him your information, okay?
Yes, it is, Aaron.
Who this is?
I was on Bahamas Life.
What? This ain't yeah. Tom?
No. JC.
I saw you last night. JC? You was on the episode yesterday.
What kind of excitement, man?
Yes. Morning, cousin.
Yep.
Morning. Way to go, man. Morning. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Tell the people what your real estate company is.
Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Bahamas Real Estate.
There you go. This gentleman was representing the Bahamas very well on the international television yesterday. Thank you, JC.
All right.
Okay, remember, go back to the producer. He's going to take your information, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm not calling to answer the trivia now.
No problem.
Reference to a question you asked, if children have rights.
Yes.
I don't know if it is pertaining to what took place at the mall.
Yes, ma'am. It is pertaining to that.
All right. My take on that is, Aaron, I feel like in watching that officer. Wrong. I feel like when it comes to kids, of course they have rights.
Uh-huh.
So they deem the children. I don't know what that young man said to him, but even if he has trained you the cuss word or whatever,
mm-hmm.
if they you could have punished him.
Mm-hmm.
So punish children in ways, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You don't have to manhandle and lock up and embarrass. Embarrassment alone in the front of his face. It's going to leave a smile on him, and it's, you know, he's going to always remember that.
Yeah.
So, if that was your case, and sometimes we don't even have the right to treat our own children that way. That's why in the U.S., you can't even beat your kids when you go in the U.S. There's a law against that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like they need to speak out to that. I don't know if it has done already, but they need to speak out to that, because he could have done in so much ways. He could have just young man, could I see you a second? Put him in the car, take him wherever. Even if he had to put him in a station, if he did something so wrong. But not to just treat him like that's your child and you're trying to tell him, get out of this boy, you don't belong. Yeah, that is wrong.
Right.
And I want them to deal with that. You know what I mean?
Even if it was his child, it's not unreasonable for the general public to say, hey, we question whether that response was warranted, whether it was necessary, and of course, whether it would be effective, even as a father disciplining his son. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
No, man, absolutely. Thank you so much for calling. I'm troubled by this. Another caller? Okay, there we go. That's clear. Mr. Newry, they're still beating children in school with the wooden ruler with the metal edge?
Yes, they're still beating children with the wooden ruler. And I know on the sides, actually.
Yeah.
My phone going crazy. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
The children say, listen, we're going to have a good day.
Good day.
Mm-hmm. We're pushing past that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if people, you know, have...
Man, we have no problem with corporal punishment, you know. And I'm one of those persons who would say I don't necessarily believe a teacher should perform corporal punishment. They need to have a dean of students who are responsible for that. A teacher should have a right to say, I'm not teaching you in my class anymore and put you out. Right?
Yeah.
And then refer you to the dean of students or the head, mistress, headmaster, and say that you have now deal with it. And whatever they have determined and warrant that should be corporal punishment or not. But it should be a system, a clear-cut system on what happened.
I get a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers and police officers, are they being vilified? Right? Because... they are grasping at what they think are the most effective solutions in bad systems, right? Here's what I mean. It's got to be more than two police officers patrolling the mall after school.
Well, they have a small police station. So maybe there's a need for more police officers.
Right.
Not that they have it, but that they may just need more for an increase.
Right, because we know that there's an issue with students from different schools congregating at the mall, right? So we got a couple of issues that arise. You got loitering of students who they don't have anywhere to be.
Mm-hmm.
The question is why you won't be here, right? Then you have the potential clash of students with gang conflict and just community conflict, right? Moving through that space.
And perhaps the police officers acted with that frustration. The idea that they have to control their environment.
With so few resources and so little manpower available to them, right? And they get frustrated and they leap. Same thing in the school system. Teachers are forced to, teachers are not resourced to deal with developmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only able to respond when the developmental issue becomes a distraction or an issue in the school generally, right? And schools need more resources and to be better armed to help provide and realize solutions before they escalate into behavioral problems and community issues in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to this call. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. How you all doing?
Good, thank you.
Great, wonderful. You know, this coming October, I can be 68. And when I used to go to Oakswood Primary and everything,
yes,
the teachers used to beat you. You didn't have to go to no principal. The teacher, the headmaster was Mrs. McNair. Let me tell you. She could have dropped something on you. And guess what? We learned from that. Other things they used to do. You talk in school, whatever. You have to write 500 words. I will not talk in school. Or I will not chew gum in school.
Mm-hmm.
After a couple of times of that, you don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to sit and you had to finish them before lunch or before school and turn it in.
Mm-hmm.
Or things like that. Or you had to go in the corner and stand up. Or you had to go in the yard and pick up papers.
Mm-hmm.
So when you change, so it's different ways that you could administer discipline to children in school, but you do it out of love. Show them that you care for them.
Mm-hmm.
And even your parents, the Bible says a child left to himself will bring shame to his parents. So it's different words. Some children, you could look at them and they can stop what they're doing. Or you could take away privileges from them. But you must know your child's temperament, how to administer discipline to your children. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a quick example.
Yes, sir.
My son, my daughter, one time, you know, we all have our little squabbles growing up, even us. And they, you know, they had a little squabble, little fight. You know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
They write out your own punishment, what they should receive, and they signed it. And so they I took both of them. I take these rope, I tied them on the chair until they came. They turned around to one another. I'm sorry, I ain't going to do that no more. Never had a problem again.
Mm-hmm.
So you must discipline, but in love, and show them that you care. You're doing it for their own benefit. Now, I didn't see the video, but I know some police officers are hot-headed, but you should be trained in that and not to act in that way. Like you said, I didn't see it. I don't know what went down or anything like that. But you got to be careful because you could scar a child for life. So you have to be careful the way you administer discipline to your own children. And when they took away that punishment from the classroom, that's when things started to go haywire in this country, in the school, because they took the power. Because one incident happened at that school, I forgot what school it is, they took that power away from the classroom. And when my children went to school, I went to all the, I said, now he's in the year from 9 until 3. If he ever misbehaved or they misbehave, that you see at the bottom God gave them, I give you the privilege and the power to discipline them. And had a problem from them.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is from someone who remembers, right? And I think that's the important part, is the way in which they remember what happened to them and then how they use that lesson, those lessons, right, those experiences to form their own strategy for their kids. I will say this, Mr. Newry, before we go over to your hour, if you will have me in your hour. Sometimes, like I remember this thing, right? When I was young, my father was a customs officer. And then my father would get dressed for work. It was not one crease in his uniform, right? I mean, not one crease. Like the whole room was ironed when he was getting ready for work. Even the bed sheet didn't have crease in it. And I'd look at my father and I know that my father helped to build the house that we live in, right? So that's man, he built a house. A lot of young people grew up looking at their parents, and you look at your father standing tall, right? And he said, that's a man who built a house. You could imagine what he'd do to me if I walk in the wrong direction. But we have this expectation that our children look at us in the same way without examining why it is we held that reverence for our parents, for our fathers in particular. And I wonder if police officers, when they're standing up on these patrols in the road, when they're looking at these students, do they imagine themselves to have the same stature that the men of old we talk about had? They're talking about the men, like Auckland's men, who built a two-story house in 3 months. Right? Your father go out the house and come back. You don't know how he brought these things back in the house, but it's everything the family needs. I wonder if we're standing up in our uniforms, in our work clothes, thinking that we're holding the same stature that our forebears, that our ancestors, that our grandparents and our parents held. And I wonder if we see that we're wanting. Because we're standing up in front of kids sometimes that are the main caregivers for their family, the main breadwinners for their family. You're standing up in the faces of young men and young women who had to put their childhood aside to take on the responsibilities of the adults among them. Sometimes because the adults are doing everything that they could do and they need the children's support. Sometimes because the adults just are in crisis and struggling. But do we consider these things when we look into the eyes of these children and demand that they lay prostrate on the ground? When we demand that they give honor just because we as adults? Do we think about these things? Or do we only think about them when lawyers are involved? Anyway, children have rights. Students have rights. We all have rights. Most of all, we have the right to think and to question things, including authority. Anyway, you've been on the clock. Thank you to my trivia winners. Thank you to the callers. Even you, Sparky, every day you spark something new in my brain, man. Mr. Newry, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, man.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.